Well, we want to keep you up to speed on what's going on in not only national politics, but local politics as well. And we're fortunate this morning to have Stace Nelson in our studio. Stace is one of the Republicans running for U.S. Senate, and he's here in the studio. Good morning, Stace. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. I'm doing great.
Well, it's good to have you here. You were just telling me off the air you've been busy. You were out in Wall yesterday.
Yes, sir. I was out in Rapid City and Wall yesterday, and then Custer the night before, out campaigning and getting the pleasure of meeting some of the great people here in South Dakota and meeting a lot of folks that are turning out to support our campaign.
Let's start a little bit, as long as we're talking about Western South Dakota, and you were just out there, obviously, and you've been involved in agriculture. A lot of people who have been hit hard, a lot of ranchers who lost a lot of cattle. There's an ongoing debate over the farm bill out in Washington. What are your thoughts on all that?
Well, I tell you, some of the folks out west are some, they give South Dakotans the good name that we have. I mean, I've got a good friend out there named Bill Cluck. And Bill is a typical South Dakota rancher. He's tough and he's kind. And those folks have been hit real hard. And I'd ask South Dakotans to do what South Dakotans do best, and I'd ask them to open their hearts for them. There's a lot of organizations out there that are accepting donations, and those folks need helps out there. They're not looking for a handout. None of these folks will ask for help. But having been out there and saw the devastation to a lot of these folks' cattle and sheep herds, realize these are the folks that feed America as well as Eastern South Dakota. But these folks do need some help, and I'd ask folks to reach out. There are some organizations out there. I was out at Fort Pier and stopped, and they were accepting donations. I think it was Budweiser, God bless them, was taking $1 and $5 donations, and that was going to that. And there's some organizations out of Montana, organization with heifers for these folks for donations. And there's also a relief organization that's online. So I'd ask folks to do a Google search of that, and they can find those organizations and dig deep, especially this time of year. It's Thanksgiving. We all have a lot to be thankful for living in this great country. In regards to farm bill, how much do you want to go into that?
Well, it's up to you. Obviously, you're talking to people, and you know there's a lot of uncertainty out there among farmers, producers, and ranchers. What would you want to do with the farm bill if you were serving out in Washington?
Well, I'll tell you, Greg, I've gone over it. It is a huge, again, it's one of those atypical D.C. bureaucratic dysfunctional bills. It is a omnibus, massive bill. It gives pork barrel a bad name. Matter of fact, I think you could probably call this a hog lot instead of a pork barrel bill. There's subsidies in there for everything underneath the sun. I think I might even have spotted some subsidies for tobacco still in there. We've got to reform the way we do things. The greatest thing that they did was separate the welfare and public assistance aspects from the bill, and I strongly support that. And I think we need to take a very strong look at how we are running public assistance. I've gotten complaints from folks across South Dakota that have concerns about this. And I know there's folks that are concerned across this nation about folks that stay on public assistance. It was meant as a way for folks to get off, when they're in a tough spot, to be able to cope with that. And that's what we ought to do as a good Christian nation, or as a good nation, God-fearing nation, is to help our fellow man. But there are some folks that have started to abuse that process. Some of the things we've done in the legislature that we were trying to do to address this was drug testing for folks that are suspected of illegal drug use while they're using that stuff. Now, some of these, folks know I'm a big conservative, but I'm also, I got a mean libertarian streak in me, and I'm not a big fan of drug testing, but bottom line is I spent 23 and a half years working for this country, 13 and a half as a Marine, then another 10 as a federal agent, and I took regular drug tests to show this country that I was clean and sober enough to serve and if necessary, die for it. And these folks that are receiving public assistance are receiving the largesse, gifts from their fellow South Dakotans and Americans. And bottom line is when you go to look for a job, most jobs nowadays require a drug test to show that you're capable of performing those duties. So it's one thing that I know a lot of folks are interested in. I have supported that in the past. I'd support it at the state level, and I would support it at the federal level. And I think it's something that might help deal with some of the problems of that. But as far as the farm bill, I'm not a big fan of subsidies, but Some of the things that are necessary in that farm bill is our crop insurance programs and some of our farm insurance programs, I do believe, are definitely beneficial to this country. But as with everything that's going on right now in this country, I think we need to take a very hard and critical look at everything that we are spending and the bureaucracy this country has been created in the last couple decades. Our country is facing $18 trillion in debt and growing. Now, looking at the domestic cuts, my first concern would be taking a hard and critical look immediately at the amount of foreign aid. Now, there's different types of foreign aid, and folks need to understand there's the regular foreign aid where we're still giving China. If you can imagine, Greg, we're still giving China foreign aid. So something like that I would happily take an axe to. And a lot of folks need to understand our national defense budget is not all our national defense budget, but it is the major portion of our budget in this country. And there's huge portions of that that are for other countries. Like a lot of folks were disgusted with the fact that this country, the United States, sent over to Egypt billions of dollars worth of tanks and high-tech equipment. And that's the kind of stuff that we need to take an immediate look at and say, you know what, this is ridiculous. What are we doing? And take a big axe to that.
Stace Nelson is here. He's a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. Stace, sit tight. We'll get some more with Stace Nelson coming up here in just a few moments. You know, Stace Nelson is here this morning. He is a Republican running for United States Senate. We're going to be visiting with several of the Senate candidates here over the course of the next couple of days, and Stace is in our studios this morning. We were visiting off the air, Stace, and you were talking about your Sioux Falls background, the fact that that you're from Sioux Falls.
Well, Greg, as much as chagrin as some of my former running mates that I ran in the House at, I've got several hometowns, and Sioux Falls is one of my hometowns. I was born here in Sioux Falls at the old McKinnon Hospital, and I spent quite a bit of my youth here in Sioux Falls from about 1975 to about 1980. My father was a state trooper here that was in charge of the Highway Patrol office here for that period of time, and I went to Jane Addams Elementary School, and I lived over on 41st Street, over by across from Peace Lutheran Church. That was our church, and I grew up in that neighborhood with a lot of good friends, and I got a lot of fond memories of going to the Parks and Recs and going to the Sioux Falls tours to the Sioux Falls. And so Sioux Falls got a big warm spot in my heart. Plus, two of my kids live here in Sioux Falls. Sean and Lindy live here, and also my son-in-law and my grandson. So I got a lot of love for Sioux Falls.
Well, as you know, we look at the race, and you're one of a number of candidates who is vying for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. What separates you, in your view? Why do you have the experience? What gives you the benefit? Why should people support you in this race over the other Republicans?
Well, I tell you, one of the biggest responsibilities are congressional. Federal congressional legislators have to face with is national security and military and the national defense. And as some folks do know, I spent 13 and a half years in the Marine Corps. During that time in the Marine Corps, I was a military policeman, a marksmanship instructor, criminal investigator, and I worked for 5.5 years as an NCIS special agent working criminal investigation, some counterintelligence, some counterterrorism. I've been extensively trained in those areas. After that, I went on and I served another 9.5 years with NCIS as a civilian agent. I spent about 18 and a half years overseas. I've been in about 21 different countries and about 20 different states working for this great country. So I've got an extensive experience working on national security issues, some foreign policy, as far as implementing American foreign policy overseas. The rest of the candidates don't have that. They don't have the military experience. They don't have any of that type of security or counterintelligence or anything, any of that type of experience. And the part that really separates me from these folks is I'm a public servant. My record indicates that. I mean, my life has been a life of dedication to this country, and I've taken those oaths to serve this country up to and including, if necessary, the last breath of my body. And that's what separates me from a couple of these career establishment politicians that are in the race. The other things that separate me is not only just my physical stature, but my stature as a Republican.
You are a big guy. Yeah, I mean, you're towering over me.
Well, that's that good South Dakota beef. And I've always told folks that I was a corn-fed South Dakota country boy. But, I'm at 6'7", about 315, so... Not as lean as I once was as a Marine, but not as good as I once was either. But, the other thing that sets me apart from the rest of the Republican candidates is I'm an actual conservative, and I'm running on my record. And a lot of these candidates claim that they're running on their record, but we're actually giving folks our record when we're on the campaign trail to show them the differences between us. And it's a stark difference. As much as the physical differences are, our differences on being an actual conservative are that distinct. And I'm running on my record, and it seems my opponents are running away from their record. So,
and that is kind of part of what's going on in the Republican Party. As we watch what's happening in Washington,
yes, sir.
Government shutdown would be a great example of,
yes, sir.
You know, the difference between the conservative wing of the Republican Party, the Tea Party, as some are referring to it, versus the establishment, the establishment GOPers. What are your thoughts on that, and the government shutdown in particular?
Well, I tell you, it's even more distinct here in South Dakota, but it's much more underneath the water because a lot of folks don't see it. South Dakotans poll, according to Gallup, about 46 to 49% of South Dakotans self-identify as being conservative. And most South Dakotans identify the Republican Party as being the conservative party. So what happens in such a strong conservative state is you get a lot of these political ambitious people that are not Republicans that decide that they're going to come into the Republican Party and run as Republicans. And one of my opponents is exactly that. Spent 20 years as a Carter Daschle Democrat, but now is going around telling people that he's a lifelong conservative Reagan Republican. The problem is that, he's not, and the voting records reflect that. And the problem is what we have is you get these chameleon conservatives in South Dakota that tell South Dakotans one thing to get elected, but once they're in office, and probably the most distinct aspect of that is South Dakotans need to look at what happened this last session. We had a $50 million surplus. Did you get a tax refund there, Greg?
I did not.
No, sir, you didn't. Matter of fact, they blew through that, and they increased spending by $97 million, and they increased about 6 tax and fees here in South Dakota. I got to tell you, and you look back over the record over the last 12, 13 years, if you remember, in 2011, my first year in office, we faced that $127 million deficit. And I got to tell you, dealing with South Dakotans across the state, trying to deal with that, and that came from one of my opponents. He increased state spending in South Dakota, they say, between 54 to 64%. And that literally exploded spending, exploded the size of state government, and he created that $127 million deficit. That's not physical conservative in any stretch of the mean. And right now, a lot of folks don't know this, but from my understanding, South Dakota's ranked number 14 in per capita debt in the nation. Now, what we're facing in D.C. is exactly those type of circumstances. Two of my opponents are claiming they're willing to go to D.C. and fight that culture of corruption. The irony of that is one of my opponents is saying they're willing to go to D.C. and fight that culture of corruption, but at the same time, he's bragging he's going to get $9 million from K Street Special Interest to do it. That kind of shows us that D.C. is not really that scared of him going there. At the same time, I can tell you that D.C.'s K Street Special Interests are not lining up at my door. Folks know I'm an actual conservative, and that's how I voted, and that's how I've represented South Dakota the last 3 years.
It is 20 minutes before 9. We've just got just a quick moment here left with Stace Nelson. Again, he's a Republican running for U.S. Senate. For people who want more information about you, your campaign, what can they do?
Well, they can reach out to us. My campaign website is www.stacenelson.com. And then I'm on Facebook. They can reach out. I got two different pages, my personal page. They can look me up, Stacy/Stace Nelson, or my campaign site, Stace Nelson. I'm also a happy Twitterer. I tweeted about being on here on the show. My Twitter account is REP Stace Nelson, and I would love to hear from folks.
And I'm one of your followers there.
Well,
by
thank
the way.
You. I'm one of yours too, Greg. Yeah.
Stace Nelson, it's nice to have you in the studio. Good to talk to you.
And thank you for having me, Greg. God bless.
You bet. It